Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
What a joy to come back to you today with the wonderful news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 16, I want to talk to you a little bit today about justification. Beloved, it is God who justifies us. In Luke chapter 16, verses 14 through 17, it's Jesus says, "And the Pharisees also, who were covetous." Can you imagine? Here it was that the writer of Luke, Dr. Luke, was making it very profound. He says, "And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, they heard all these things, and they derided Christ. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts." Beloved, I want you to know that, you know, there are times that it is easier for you and I to jump into the ring and to justify ourselves and to rail and to shout and to let the whole world know that we are perfect and we are better than anyone else. But I want to remind you today who are listening, not one person, that includes good old me, Wayne. None of us are perfect before God. All of us, our existence, our lives are dependent on the guidance of the Holy Spirit, on the life of the Word of God. You see, the Word of God is life unto those who finds it. And we need to find that life out of the Word of God. That is why if you read the Bible without the guidance and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it would mean nothing to you. It is the Holy Spirit that enriches the Word of God. It is the Holy Spirit that brings the in-depth things of God to light and to the surface, that you and I would be able to read, understand, and we need to apply. Through application, we are able to develop and become what God so richly desire for each one of us. And the Bible says the Pharisees also, who were covetous, they heard all these things and they derided. Can you imagine how much they fought against Jesus? How much they ridicule him? And someone might be thinking, who are the Pharisees? You know, we read about the Pharisees so many times in the Bible. And maybe I'm sure that there are many of you out there today who don't even know who the Pharisees are. You read them in the entire Gospels and you're wondering. I want to briefly tell you who they are today. We read about them, and the other day, a young man after service looked at me and said, "Who are the Pharisees? Who are the Sadducees? Who are the scribes?" and so forth. And I thank God that the Holy Spirit was able to equip my heart, and here it is. I was able to explain. You see, the Pharisees were the dominant party in the days of our Lord. They arose to defend the Jewish way of life against all the foreign influences, and they were a strict legalistic people who believed in the Old Testament. They were nationalists, so to speak, in the political realm, and they wanted to restore the kingdom to the line of David. So they were a religio-political party, so to speak. Today we would call them the fundamental theologically people. And here it is. And they were the far-right politicians. And the Sadducees were made up of the wealthy and socially minded who always wanted to get rid of tradition because they believe the tradition has no part to play in anyone's life. And by the way, does that remind you of the present hour in which we live? Isn't that interesting that the rich families of this day and time in which you and I are witnessing? Oh, the Bible declares that the crumbs shall never fall too far from the table. And I want you to remember the scribes. The scribes were a group of professional expounders of the law. They study, they know the law, and they want others to understand. And it goes all the way back from the days of Ezra the prophet. They became the hair splitters. They would argue, and they would never be quiet until they win a case. They're like some of the lawyers we have today, and I know there are wonderful good lawyers out there. Bless their hearts. It is always good to know your rights. They were more concerned with the letter of the law than with the spirit of the law. That is why God came and he gave us the Holy Spirit. And you see, when old Herod called in the scribes and asked them where Jesus was going to be born, they knew it was going to be in Bethlehem, and they were able to explain to him where Christ was going to be born. So here it is, I was able to let you know who the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes are. You read them so many times in the Bible. And here it is in Luke 16, 14 through 17. The Pharisees, who were covetous, they heard all these things, and they were so upset with the Lord that they derided him. And he said unto them, "You are they which justify yourselves before men." You know, beloved, what does it gain or what does it prove if we can justify ourselves before man, but before God we are rotten, horrible sinners? David cried out in his agony, and he says, "All our righteousness are as filthy rags before God." You see, God knows our hearts. Jesus said, "You are they which justify yourselves before man, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed amongst men is an abomination in the sight of God." What it is that you are esteeming, what it is you're harboring, what it is that you're holding on to in your life, that you have an emotional connection to. I don't know what it is that you're taking pride of, but I would like you to know, beloved, there is nothing wrong to love some of the things that you have, but let the depth of your love be Christ, be God, His Word, because it is the Word of God that will see us through when all of those things are taken away from us. Oh, there were so many that we have witnessed over time. There are some who had built grand houses. They had mansions and they fared very well. And then suddenly a tornado passed through town, destroyed everything. And oh, some of them became so devastated. Oh, I want you to know that all our earthly possessions might be taken away in the split of a second, in the twinkling of an eye. We can lose it all. The Bible said, "What does it profit a man if he gains it all and loses his own soul?" I rather know Christ as my Savior. I rather know there is a place for me in heaven, not what others think about me. How about you today, my dear friend? Maybe some people have belittled you as they have done the Lord. Maybe people have said ill things about you. They have incorrectly demonstrated you in such a negative light. They have said and they have exaggerated the truth, or they have put you down so much, and they have even caused those close to you to draw back, and you now standing all alone. I want you to know, if God be for you, if the Lord is on your side, heaven will still be your home. You hold on, though the whole world may point their fingers at you, and the whole world may condemn you, and those who hate you might have dug a hole and thrown you in, and they might have buried you with all form of accusations, and you might have gone down the slide and the tube. I want you to know, God loves you. He cares about you. And though the darkness might have surrounded you, and it seem as though you are lonely, it seem as though you have no one else to turn to, that is incorrect. You have Jesus. He is right there with you. He says, I will never leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. And that does not depend whether you've been good or bad. You see, beloved, there are times that people will only hang around you if you please them, if you do the things that appeases them. But you see, beloved, God loves you. He loves me. Whether we fall, whether we are at fault, or whether we are lack of His knowledge. You know, God loves us, and His love is unconditional. He loves us. His love is so unmerited. He loves us beyond measure. Oh, that's why the songwriter made it very clear. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Maybe you may have heard some people use the term in time past. I heard many people use the term that, oh, I was blind, but now I can see. Oh, yes, you might be seeing with your naked eye. Your understanding might be open, but is your heart open to Jesus? Is your spirit open for the love and the fullness of Christ? Are you living out the fruits of the Spirit of God? Are you demonstrating Him in all of your ways? You can trust Him. And Jesus told the Pharisees here, He made it very clear. He says in Luke 16, verses 14 through 17, He says, you are they who justify yourselves before man, but God knows your heart. God knew the hearts of the Pharisees. God knows your heart if you're listening today. And God knows Winsinch's heart. The Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked and is short of the righteousness of Christ. But when you and I surrender our hearts and we ask Him to come into our lives, He is going to wash us. David says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Beloved, let us not hold on to sin, whether it be ours or the sins of others. Let us remember that all our sins need to be surrendered to Christ Jesus. He can cleanse our sins with His holy and precious redeeming blood. Oh, Jesus says, oh, God knows your heart. That which is highly esteemed amongst men is an abomination in the sight of God. I rather, be an abomination to man, but be righteous before Almighty God. I rather have friendship with God and have no one else in the world. You need to understand today that there is help for you if you will turn your life over to Christ. I want you to know, though you might be going through a lot of things, that God is not going to let you go through them all alone. The Lord is right there. The Holy Spirit is right there. And He will give you the power, if you have fallen, to rise again, that we will not live the life of a Pharisee. The leaven of the Pharisees would not have a place in our walk, in our relationship, and in our day-to-day activity, but rather we will be more like Christ as we read His word. That's all the time we have for now. And I do encourage you today. We need you to write us and let us know what God is doing in your life through this radio ministry. You see, you and I can put up a front with each other, but not with God. God bless you. And remember, we need to surrender to His will. Have a great week and hope you join us again next time.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.